Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Ian tonight.
And the captain.
We may have Beakless Mountaineer joining us. In fact, we are. He just walked in the door.
Lateness Mountaineer? What?
And I hear a rumor that Zephin is going to be joining you guys for Beard Talk Live tonight.
The most beard that Beard Talk Live has ever had tonight. We are scheduled to have a total of 4 bearded men on the show.
How many are in ZZ Top?
3.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And the guy without a beard, the drummer, his name is Frank Beard.
That's right. So, hey, you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The number is 603-283-6160. Before we get into the news, which we're going to talk about the China social credit score. That idea coming to the United States, because there are some people that want to see that happen, and worse.
They're
perhaps
working on it.
Yep. Sure. And there's a way to stop it, which, of course, is to get people that care about freedom together in the same geographic area. We're all big fans of that concept here. And I also want to get into the war on drugs as well. The Colombian president has now spoken against the war
on drugs. That's funny. I want to get out of the war on drugs.
As a topic, we'll get into that.
Oh.
But in order to get out of the war on drugs, we also have to get people of a like mindset together, physically, I think, in the same geographic area. And today, we had an event in the Cheshire County area here in New Hampshire that I just want to kind of relay. We actually had the organizer of this event on the show a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, John Michael DeMay, and he was kind of talking about this as an idea. And the idea was a simple one, but surprisingly, it hadn't been done yet. The idea was, let's get these different interest groups who kind of have some overlap in a lot of areas, but not in all of them necessarily, different interest groups that like freedom over here and like freedom over there, and, you know, maybe they like health freedom, or maybe they're just all in libertarian.
Or a 2A group or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, Second Amendment, yeah. And so invite these people into the same room and have basically a networking, an excuse to come together and network. And they did that today, and it was very successful. The room was about standing room only. There was a bunch of people standing in the back. They probably could have found seats had they, you know, gotten in and stepped in front of people or whatever.
Was there a mosh pit?
No, not today. It was definitely a peaceful event.
I should have shown up.
There was no issues like that. Of course, mosh pits are all voluntary anyway, but
they are not peaceful, and that's worth pointing out.
They're voluntary.
They are voluntary violence.
Yes, that's right.
Much like a boxing tournament.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I just want to say I thought it went really well. I don't even know offhand who all of the groups were. They did speak, so everybody who was, like, representing a group of some sort had 2 or 5 minutes or something.
But as I understand it, you asked a very important question.
I did. I got to speak because NHExit.us was one of the, you know, groups, if you will. We had a table there, and we were doing outreach, which also went very well. But when I spoke, before I kind of said whatever it was I was going to say, I said, I want to just take a quick poll. How many of you, and there were over 140 people by my count in that room, so not a bad attendance, people coming from all across the state, far away as the seacoast, to this event. So how many of you currently support the idea of New Hampshire being an independent nation? And I didn't know how it was. Honestly, you know, I figured that it was a friendly room. I mean, I figured it would be half the crowd or something like that. I thought I would do fine on this question, but I didn't really know, and that's why I wanted to ask it before I said anything else about independence. Almost every hand in that room went up together, and just to clarify things, after they put their hands down, I also said, how many of you want to stay with the federal government? And literally, one guy, like, slowly reached his hand up, and that was it.
Wow.
So I'm sure there were some fence sitters. There's probably some fence sitters in that room, but I was blown away by the support already. Without, you know, I didn't even have to give a speech. But then
so there's enough of us that the peer pressure is on our side for once.
At least in that room, there certainly was.
I mean, it starts with, you know, one person, right? And then that one person, everybody calls crazy.
Yeah.
They go, "Yeah, that's crazy. We can't." And then, like, the second man steps up, and then the third man and the fourth man, and then apparently the 140th man, right? If that room is read accurately, this warms my heart, because that means not only is there a market for freedom, but there are people who, you know, have relocated here or have, you know, been born here and raised mm-hmm. here who support freedom, who support, hey, yes, let's make a space for people who want to live their lives in a voluntary way, who want to do everything by voluntary agreement alone, and let's make that happen here in New Hampshire.
I would guess the number of people in that room, the number of Free Staters, the number of people who have migrated here as part of the Free State Project, which is this libertarian migration here to New Hampshire. I'm going to guess there were no more than 20% of the room that were Free Staters. Somewhere between 10 and 20%. So it was a lot of people from a lot of different kind of areas and interests in New Hampshire. And then, of course, you know, I gave a speech about independence, got applause. Mike Sylvia happened to be there, who was the prime sponsor of CACR 32, which was the historic bill that earlier this year was filed by two state reps.
Just
explain who he is real fast. Mike filed this bill. Also, Matt Santonastasso, another state rep that loves independence. They both co-sponsored this bill. And the bill would have, had it passed, it didn't, but had it passed the State House and the State Senate, it would have put a ballot question on the bill. It simply would have asked the people of New Hampshire if they want to peacefully declare independence from the United States and become an independent nation. And I said, hey, you guys, raise your hands. They did. Everybody clapped for them. You know, so it was a nice thank you to those guys and showed some appreciation for them. Sorry, what were you saying, Nicholas?
I was going to ask if you had any idea how many people in that room were in the Liberty movement that existed before the Free State Project got going.
Well, that's hard to say.
Good question.
Because, I mean, there was definitely, you know, a certain, like, that's part of what attracted us here in the first place.
Sure.
That there were a lot of people here that were concerned with liberty. And
I met one of those guys. I mean, there was a guy who I said, "Oh, are you Native or are you?" The usual question I ask is, "Are you Native or are you a Free Stater?" And he said, "Actually, I moved before the Free State Project." So there's a lot of people that you would call Free Staters.
Yeah, that's what I was curious is, like, if you had any guess as to how many were Free Staters. So.
I hard to say. I'm sure there's plenty of natives there and a variety.
Not frequent when I'm just sort of out and about in my daily life and I start talking about, you know, freedom and liberty and that mm-hmm. kind of thing, but it happens on occasion. And if I'm out, like, you know, having dinner or like at a bar or something like that, and I start talking to somebody else about it, I've noticed that there have been people, like, sort of in the audio area, they can hear what I'm talking about, who will turn and listen.
Mm.
And occasionally some people will
pipe up
and be like, "Hey, you know what? I was born and raised here and, like, you guys are awesome and I really support this thing." Like, that has been happening a little more frequently than it has, say, in the first year that I was here. Now I'm in my third year or whatever.
Well, it may be because the Free Staters are getting a lot of press now. They're getting a lot of attack pieces. There's a lot of hit pieces, opinion pieces, editorials, letters to the editor that are being published in a variety of different publications. Like, there's a full-on assault against Free Staters, quote-unquote.
Sure.
And, of course,
yeah,
basically anybody that has a pro-liberty viewpoint is being labeled as a Free Stater these days in New Hampshire. The Democrats, the statists, Republicans, these people are on the attack. Like, I have never seen it. They are
spending big money
on this.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have haters, you ain't doing it right.
Exactly.
Well, and the thing is, the only trick that Democrats and Republicans have is hatred of the other party. Mm-hmm. And they've been playing that one trick on this pony for the very beginning. And right here in New Hampshire, that means that they have to talk about libertarians.
What's the one thing I keep seeing about the Free Staters are funded by the Koch brothers? And I'm like, well, if that's true, then why do I have to have a day job? In addition to doing this radio show, why do I have to have a full-time day job to, like, keep things going? If I'm funded by the Koch brothers, where's my freaking check?
Yeah, you really would have enjoyed the last speaker. He was a state representative who had that message They're trying to get people to hate each other. We need to come together, see the humanity in the other person instead of this whole red team, blue team stuff. So it was a really nice closing speech, and the whole thing was really great. And I think they're going to do more of these things around New Hampshire. So, hey, if you're not in New Hampshire and you love liberty, you ought to get here. If you can't for some reason, borrow these ideas, bring interest groups together, get them in the same room, and have them meet one another. Break the ice. There's more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, whether you want to talk about independence or total dependence, which is, of course, the way they want you to go.
Depends.
That too. 603-283-6160. They want to take care of you from cradle to grave and impoverish you the entire time. The only way out is to say no. Somebody had a shirt at the event today. They were, I think they were giving it away in like a raffle, and it said something like, "You can't comply your way out of tyranny."
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's a great phrase.
The truth. By the way, Bitcoin.com, you want to talk about tools that you can use to achieve more independence for yourself? Cryptocurrency is one of those things. And that's one of the sort of the themes of our table today at the event was we were talking about secession, New Hampshire exit, NHExit.us, and then, of course, things you can do right now to make yourself more independent, like getting yourself acquainted with cryptocurrency or gold backs, gold and silver, things that can protect your wealth from the ravages of government inflation. So if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, just get on over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some useful information, some introductory videos. You'll learn the basics about these concepts of decentralization. How do you take value, the value of money, out of the hands of governments and banks? How do you protect it? How do you make it so they can't even confiscate it? That kind of thing. You can learn about this stuff. Just go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. You can also go to their news site and get the latest headlines over at news.bitcoin.com.
On Saturdays, you know, we talk a lot about freedom and philosophy and, you know, things in the news and, like, how do we achieve more freedom? One of the things, one of the best quotes that I've ever heard, and I keep coming back to time and time again, is from Buckminster Fuller. And the quote is, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." And if you go back through history, this is how change actually happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't fight what is. Instead, you build something better, faster, more, right, more capable, or, you know, does things differently, more efficiently, whatever it is.
And people then move over to that new thing, hopefully, and the old thing is, you know, on the outs.
And there was a time where this was the freest country on earth. And
yes,
the reason that it was is because they started doing all of the things that government was claiming a monopoly on. They started doing them themselves. They had these committees of correspondence and committees of safety,
yep,
and committees of communication, mm-hmm, and they were doing all of the things that government was claiming a monopoly on anyway, so the fact that there was a rebellion wasn't really a surprise at that point, because they already had their own, you know, government. So that's how we got freedom that time, and it's the only way we're going to get freedom in the future,
yeah,
is we have to start creating these parallel structures so that we're doing these, bingo, jobs anyway, but we're doing them in a way that doesn't coerce people.
Like we've advertised for, Mark's going to speak in Prague.
Yeah, that's right.
About a thing, and like one of the redundant phrases in that is parallel structures.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Well, it means exactly this.
Building alternatives.
People building alternatives, yeah, to the existing reality. One of the biggest alternatives that has occurred in our lifetime, of course, is cryptocurrency.
Absolutely.
Bitcoin. And that is evidence that not only does an anarchic infrastructure work and possible, but it actually is capable of replacing the existing paradigm.
Yeah, it does it better.
Without, like, a violent revolution. Right?
Well, there is violence, but it's by the government against the advocates,
right,
of the cryptocurrency.
Right.
I think the perfect example of this is the taxi monopoly in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that overcome? Because that existed for generations and generations of just unbelievable prices that are being passed on to,
yeah,
the consumers. It's unbelievably,
yeah,
inefficient, and it was about as tyrannical as it could be in its own little niche.
Ride sharing technology came in and just upended the whole thing.
Exactly. The way of doing it was not to change the law. It was not to to fight the owners of the taxi companies.
Right.
It was not to fight the legislation or the enforcement of the medallion system.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was, let's just accomplish what this is accomplishing in a completely different way.
Yep. That whole situation is a fascinating one, the sort of the history of these ride-sharing services. We followed them pretty closely here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
I want to make clear, I'm no big fan of these mega corporate Uber, Lyft. I mean, they suck in their own ways.
And it is weird that there ended up being only two of them.
And I'm not suggesting and I'm not suggesting that this is where the technology ends. Sure. I'm saying that this was an entrenched power structure for many, many, many years.
Oh yeah.
And the way of upending it was not through force, was not through politics.
They didn't ask
through
permission,
changing the laws.
That was what they got right. They didn't ask for permission. They just made the software and they put it into action it started, and then before the government knew what was going on, because governments are slow, right? Like they're not known for their speedy service. They finally took them a while, but they figured out what was going on. The taxi cab people started complaining about it, and then regulations and controls came into place. And of course, these are corporate players, so they agreed and they jumped through the hoops. In fact, they're even now writing the laws that apply to ride sharing services. So they're corrupt too.
And
of
this
course.
This is where it really is all about a balance. So like, you know, some people are so upset about the tyranny that we're under that they want to, you know, take up arms against it. And I empathize with that very much, but I know that that's stupid.
It won't work. It's what they want you to do.
Now, there are other people who are like, well, let's just go along with it and make little changes, and that's too far in the other direction. The right way is to go this middle path where, like, you're not going along with it. You're not filling out the paperwork and becoming a corporation. And, like, it reminds me of a little interview with Elon Musk, just a moment where they were talking about him starting to build a tunnel system. And he says, well, so, and he's in California, so you have to ask permission for everything because they monitor everything all the time. So what did he ask them for permission for? Oh, I want to dig a pit. Did he ask them for permission to build a giant tunnel system? No. He asked for permission to dig a pit. And you just go do the thing. Go do the one little thing that you can get away with.
Yeah, you can't fill it in. It's a tunnel through a mountain or whatever, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So in the same way, like, they didn't ask. And by the time the government got around, people were like, no, they've already proven that this is valuable to us.
There is a pseudo-monopoly, and I say that because I can't think of another entity besides this one I'm about to mention that did what it did, and that is basically kill newspapers. Craigslist. Right?
For now, classified ads.
For classified ads. It took the idea of classified ads and put it online, using the network effect to its own benefit, put it online, and all of a sudden it took away literally the bread and butter of every newspaper in the United States of America.
I wonder
globally
what percentage of a newspaper's revenue in the glory days were classified ads.
That was a lot.
Most of it.
Yes.
Your subscription basically covered the price of printing the thing and getting it out to you.
And advertising.
Not even advertising.
Advertising actually covered most of the costs,
like paying the journalist
newspaper.
Exactly.
And like if you were a home subscriber and you got your newspaper every day and some kid like chucked his newspaper at your door, whenever you paid him the $2, $5, whatever that fee was, that just went to pay him.
Right.
That didn't cover the cost of printing and all that kind of stuff. What covered the cost of that was the advertising, but mostly the classified ads.
Was the moneymaker.
Was the moneymaker. That's where they made the most money. And so when Craigslist took that away, all of a sudden newspapers were like, oh!
Now what? Yeah. And they are in trouble still, anyway, big time. 603-283-6160. You can comment on disruptive technology. You want to share another example you can think of on a world-changing technology that we haven't mentioned? There's plenty of them, I'm sure. It's Free Talk Live. You can join.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities as Kremlin orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions. creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. The U.S. and other countries are calling it a sham election. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia, meantime, for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and 19 were wounded. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. It also prompted NASA to again delay the launch of its Artemis 1 rocket. Fiona making an impact in Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure recorded ever for a storm making landfall in that country. More at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-2160. Oops, sorry, Kevin. What's that number? That is 603-283-6160. Ian here tonight.
Eagles Mountaineer.
And the silenced one, the captain.
Were laughing too much. I didn't want to put you on here. Because then you have to explain yourself.
You don't have to make excuses.
You're laughing.
It's your show, man.
And I don't know what.
You press the buttons. It's fine.
BullionMax.com. That is where you can go to get some of the most stable assets in recorded history. You can get them, gold and silver, beautiful pieces, without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. Right now, you can get their silver starter kit. And whether you're brand new to precious metals or you're old school, you've been doing this for a long time, you'll appreciate the silver starter kit. It's got 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products that you can get. You can get only one per household at what they're calling employee pricing. So you get a discount if you go to bullionmax.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Bullionmax.com/FTL. Only one per household on the silver starter kit.
You know, it occurs to me that I don't know that I've ever been in the first chair on a show with you in one of the other two chairs. I think whenever we've done a show, it's always been you in the first chair, if you're here,
okay,
and me in, you know, second or third chair or whatever. So, like, bucket list, like, put it in the back of your head. Maybe one day I'll be in the first chair.
I think that he is plotting to silence you in the way that you would silence him.
What?
Now, that might be projection on my part, because if I was him, I would definitely be plotting to silence you, as I have been silenced before.
We could switch later on if you want, Captain.
It's fine. I'm not.
Yeah, after the break.
By the way, you got a 3-hour-long first chair that you're going to be doing tonight called Beard Talk Live. Yeah. That starts at 10:30 Eastern Time on our video streams over at, you can watch it at watch.freetalklive.com. That is our Odyssey channel. So join them there for that a little bit later. We'll remind you about that later, too.
And we'll have more beard tonight than we've ever had on any previous episode.
Do you guys feel like we've covered this disruption thing? Was there more you wanted to add into the conversation about disruptive technologies?
Always. I mean, so one of the things that I think is a very important conversation going on in New Hampshire is which disruptive technology is really worth our focus. Because, I mean, we know for a fact that this is how you change things. And I, for one, am wholly focused on the disruptive technology of economics, of having a new money system. Because the way I see it, absolutely every one of these power structures that is keeping us in a belittled state all comes back to reinforcing the power of the banks and of the ability to print money.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So if you're using their money, you're still losing.
Right.
Right.
Now, that being said, I also broke an argument that court system is right up there with really important things to start replacing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I mean, Bitcoin wasn't built in a day. This was an evolution over several attempts to create an electronic money system with no third party. And, you know, it was attempt and fail and attempt and fail. But every time they did, they got a little bit better. Okay, well, we can use this hash algorithm to secure it. Oh, well, here's the problem with doing that. Oh, well, here's the solution to that problem.
Here's privacy.
Right. And in the same way, if we're going to start doing a court system, it's going to have to go through the same, like, painful evolution where it's like, okay, how about this? Okay, well, that won't work because of this. How about this? Well, that won't work because
of
this.
Okay, I want to ask you specifically on that question or that issue of courts. We already know arbitration exists.
Yes.
That's you know, not an unfamiliar territory for at least corporate America. If you look at a lot of contracts or terms of service, which aren't really contracts because they don't have offer and acceptance and all that to parties, but a lot of them have arbitration clauses in them.
Well, so there's
already a lot of that.
So that is part of the developing technology. Mm-hmm. However, that is really just an offshoot of the very system that we're trying to replace. Because all of those arbitration providers are corporations, and corporations are something that exists solely as an extension of this legal system and the court system that goes with it. So this court acknowledges that court as an alternative.
I see.
And in that way, it's still a stunted step as far as an alternative system.
Well, we can learn from what they're doing because those systems already exist. We just need to be able to modify them in a way that's more voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also learn from the past, something human beings are loath to do.
Right.
We can learn from the past in things like the Irish had the two Atha, where they would have some sort of an elder respected in the community, somebody who was already successful, who was willing to voluntarily engage in dispute resolution. And so you could take this voluntary arbitration to a point where, well, if you can't figure out how to voluntarily settle your disputes, you can both agree to engage this third party who is loyal to neither person, right, who is respected by, the people in general, and say, hey, will you evaluate this dispute for us?
Mm-hmm.
So these things have been done in the past and are entirely able to be done in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If we can just get the current thing out of our way.
Well, and so that's the question here, is the current thing has many heads. Mm-hmm. There are many different parts of the coercive system that need to be replaced. And one of those heads is the courts. But but our time is limited. Our energy, our focus, these are limited resources. So there's definitely some dispute as to where we should start investing and in what order. Because some advances will be completely impossible to implement until other advances have already been made.
Here's another place that human beings can learn from, and that's international contracts.
Mm.
Because as I see it, there's really not one centralized organization that governs international contracts.
Right.
If you're in a foreign country and you make a widget, and I'm in the United States and I want to purchase your widget, you know, at a wholesale price or whatever, and you make it at a price, and we agree upon that, and we sign a contract between us, we have to stipulate in that contract that if a dispute happens, that we both agree to have that dispute heard by arbitrator XYZ, whatever that is. And there's no overseeing centralized governance unit that dictates what we must and must not do. That is all governed voluntarily by our agreement.
It's all in the contract.
Right. And so if you take a look at even international commerce between organizations, like, we can learn a whole bunch about how to settle arguments and how to arbitrate that stuff without any centralized organization of force known as government.
Mm-hmm. And so these are all the pieces, right? So there's a piece of the solution that exists in the arbitration companies. There's a piece of the solution that exists in the international contract law. There's a piece of this that exists in the past in the way that we solved it as communities with Tuathas.
Right.
But okay, so that one, for example, there are developments that we need to make to apply our modern technology because we simply have more people to deal with. But there are ways of doing that because we have ways of doing so many things so much faster. But it's going to take some focus and some time to figure out how to mesh these together.
Yeah,
whereas,
it's tricky.
And in the same way, like with Bitcoin. So, like, there was the blockchain was part of the technology. There was the cryptographic security that was another part of the technologies. And there were, like, subparts of these different parts. And figuring out how to put them all together took time and a lot of focus.
Another thing you got to figure out is the funding aspect. I mean, with cryptocurrency, the money is obvious as far as the price could go up. If this thing is successful, it inevitably likely will go up. So simply holding on to the crypto can be a positive thing in that
direction.
Well,
that's why I'm so focused on money is because I think that's like the first thing you got to get.
Well,
you're exactly that reason.
Like the solution really is very simple. Much like a landlord who builds in the cost of water and sewer into the rental agreement for his tenants, you simply build the cost of these arbitrations into your original agreement.
Meaning you're, like, paying for a subscription with the arbitrator?
In the example that I gave earlier, if Peakless is in a foreign country and I'm here in the U.S. and we agree to a thing, the price that we agree upon has already had the price built in for arbitration. So it's already paid for just in the fact that we've agreed to it.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whoever it is that decides to start this new thing, it's going to be pretty hand-to-mouth for a while. There's not going to be a lot of money in it, and that's why it's one of the more difficult things to accomplish. There's more coming up here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about innovation. Talking about disruptive technologies, how to get from where we are today, which is a coercive society, into one on a more voluntary basis. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it is Ian.
Vehicles Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And by the way, I do want to say thank you to Igutsky, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Igutsky is contributing $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. If you appreciate the work that we do here, you like the ideas of liberty being talked about on the radio 7 nights a week, you can join the AMPS program as Igutsky has done over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Normally we take calls on our regular phone number, 603-283-6160, but
do we have a special caller?
Ratspeed has called in tonight.
The Reverend?
Wait, do we
have room for two reverends at the same time?
We'll find out.
Three? Four?
We already have multiple reverends.
Four reverends?
Right, so this is the SIP line, as it is called. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com, sip.freetalklive.com. It is basically like an internet telephony system, and most of the time it sounds better than your typical phone call. Go ahead, Ratspeed. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, Reverend, we must fight to the death. You take out your guitar or whatever, and I bring out my accordion. We'll see who finishes this.
A Weird Al meets Pantera sort of tribute?
Yeah.
Can this happen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Pork Fest next year?
Maybe.
Fun.
It would be fun.
Sounds like a good event.
So I wanted to bring up something that's been in the works and behind the scenes, kind of, and it's going to be a disruptive technology if it does catch on. It's called NewNet, as in G-N-U-N-E-T. Has anyone ever heard of this?
Is that like no GNUs is good GNUs with Gary GNU?
It sounds like programmer-related.
Exactly. It's GNU, not Unix. It's something that's being put on by the Free Software Foundation and a bunch of coders in Europe. About 9 years ago, they created a presentation to present this for the first time called You Broke the Internet. We're making a new one, as in GNU. Hmm. And what this does is it encrypts and obscures data going through the internet at the packet level. In other words, it turns the entire internet into a decentralized Tor-like network.
Ooh. So this, I do actually like know this about idea. This one. I just didn't know that's what it was called. So this is actually the technology that I believe the military-industrial complex released their network in order to avoid us from creating this.
Huh.
It's separate from what the Navy created. This is something that's
exactly.
Been put
I think
together.
That they. Yeah. I think that they released all of their the technology that they had developed, so that that would be just too easy. Instead of us creating a completely encrypted network on the base level,
Reverend, this sounds like several things have sort of made claims that sound like what you're claiming this technology does. One of the ones that I'm familiar with, at least slightly, I've heard about and read a little bit about, was an older technology that never really took off called MadeSafe.
Oh, I remember
that. And that was a massive array internet disk, secure access for everyone. And what they touted was that your personal data would be contained within sort of a sphere, and that you would be able to dictate who and when your personal data was released to any sort of organization at all. And so all of your personal data sort of, you know, was contained within, they called it a sphere, but like just imagine like a pod for your personal data online, a blockchain, you know, something like that. And then whenever you did business with a company, if they were like, hey, we'd like to have your address, you could be like, okay, well, company B can have my address. Hey, we need to have your first name and last name. Okay, company C can have my first name and last name. You'd be able to dictate which parts of your personal data were accessible by these other companies. And it sounds very similar to what you're talking about.
It sounds like it might be centralized. You would have to go through like a specific company to do that. What NewNet does is it replaces the current TCP/IP packet data transmission, and it completely changes it around. So it encrypts it before it like default. It completely does it from default. So the moment that you're online, this would replace the current technology that makes the internet work.
Yeah, what you're talking about, Captain, sounds like it would be a lot easier to do with this, because since this is encrypting all of your information in the first place, because that's the thing, that's where most of these companies get your information, is because you're sending it around unshielded all over the internet. So they pick it up there. They pick up, you know, personal and non-personal information that way. Whereas if all of that information is being encrypted before it's even sent anywhere, then it's a lot harder
certainly
for them to pick this up.
Yeah. You're talking about, just clarify, rat speed. I mean, as much as we can on a general audience talk show, you're talking about one of the fundamental building blocks of internet and local networking, TCP/IP. Those are protocols. You're talking about a new protocol that would completely replace the TCP/IP, and it would be encrypted at the lowest possible level, meaning that every single data packet you're sending somewhere online cannot be viewed by the people who are passing it along. And the router at your internet service provider, the router, you know, the 20 routers between your ISP and wherever it is that the packet ends up, they would not be able to inspect that data in any way, shape, or form. Is that right?
Correct, and it also obscures it like Monero.
Oh, nice.
I am a big fan. I know one of the things that cryptocurrency doesn't do that I wish it did was privacy by default.
Right. Mm-hmm. So speaking of cryptographically securing, I really want Radspeed's perspective on. So I was really excited about the library protocol because of its ability to provide an internet that was secured and uncensorable. So I'm curious about are you familiar with the library protocol?
Familiar with it? Haven't looked at the code, or I haven't looked at the white sheet or anything yet.
Okay, but you're you know, at least aware of it. I'm curious, like, how that compares with just doing it from the very base level.
You wouldn't need to do it through what you were just talking about. This would replace it. So,
well, library is just a file sharing protocol. Library is not at the level of TCP/IP. Library is operating above that, I guess you could say. He's talking about replacing the fundamental lowest level protocol.
So the difference is like So with something like the library protocol, it goes into the unencrypted protocol and then gets encrypted afterward, whereas this would just never go into the...
I don't know if library is encrypted per se. I'm not sure about that. Library is a file storage system that's operating with a public blockchain, so I don't know if that's the case at all.
Then how would a blockchain fit into the GNU?
I don't think it does.
It doesn't. No, this is not a blockchain at all.
Okay, gotcha.
No, we're done. We're talking about data transmission here. This is
exactly. So how would you do like DNS? How would you have like the www.blank brings me to here?
It's package transmission.
Yeah. How would you?
A complex question.
Yeah.
And there are many. I would recommend to go on YouTube and look at some of the presentations that they've created. They get into the nitty-gritty about it.
This is called GNUNet, the website GNUNet.org. Is that the accurate site?
Just a quick yes or no. Would it be something where you could have like a one set of addresses that everyone can access?
I don't understand the question.
So, like, anyone in America can type in www.google.com and go to the same site.
Yeah. Exactly. But, it works exactly the same, but it's just that no one can tell who, you know, where the packet data is coming from, and it's basically it obscures it.
There are also alternative DNS systems that are being developed.
Right, yeah, you could change the settings where google.com brings you to a different site.
Yeah,
if you're going by
there are decentralized.
This gets really technical. I'm not going to get to the deep parts about it, but the technology that creates the routing table for the entire internet has actually always been trust based.
Yeah, it's very centralized.
They did it back during the time before they realized that this was going to be a problem, like 20 years later.
Right.
So this addresses that.
Yeah, there's some interesting alternatives out there. They're usually like crypto based. There's one called Namebase. There's some others out there that are, you know, none of them are really leading the pack that I've seen. But I think that's coming along, seeing decentralized DNS. But another question I had for you, Ratspeed, on this GNUNet is, where are they at with the development or the deployment of this? Is this available? Can I download this TCP/IP replacement and start interneting on this new system?
So if you run your own router and you have a top-level domain and things like that, you can... There's certain, like, they're testing messenger clients and things like that. I sent you a Twitter link. I sent you a link in Twitter, and you can check it out their website. And I would highly recommend to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, well, I hope you'll let us know if there's any major developments where, you know, non-programmer types, and thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks for the good news.
You know, when can non-programmer types jump into this and just, you know, install a thing and then start going, right, without having to do crazy configurations? Hour two.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.